Six Nations Public Works and Dillon Consulting presented a transportation study to the community of Six Nations on March 9th. The presentation looked at possible transit system options that would serve the Six Nations community. Ultimately, the consulting firm stated that an on-demand transit service would be recommended for the community should it follow through with a transit system. Dennis Carr, a transit planner from Dillon Consulting, spoke on the purpose of the study and how it was carried out.
So when we engaged in this study, there are a number of things that we were set out to do. The first was to determine the need for transit within Six Nations and to external communities. So we did that by engaging with members of the community, looking at different peer systems that are available, other transit systems that operate in similar contexts, and trying to get a better sense of if a transit system is warranted. We also identified options to provide transit solutions to the community. So we looked at various different options. And then finally, we're going to identify different funding opportunities within Six Nations and through provincial and federal grants to fund a transit service.
He then detailed why a transit system is important for our community and how it will benefit its users.
And there's a number of different reasons why transit is important. One is from an equity lens. Transit provides that ability to improve access to community for those with limited options. It helps support independent living and aging in place, and that's particularly important when we have an aging population and people lose their ability to drive. It's important to access affordable housing. So if there's affordable housing and you need a means to access services and places of employment, transit provides that opportunity. It provides opportunity for youth to access after-school activities. So whether it's staying at school for an activity or a part-time place of employment. Provides access to jobs and health care, and it helps improve community safety for those who are traveling.
Carr says the firm distributed both online and hard copies of the study to community members, and that shaped how the transit system was developed.
So understanding the need for transit, we took a look and engaged with a number of members in the community, and we took on a couple of different forms of engagement. But the first was a community survey, and this was distributed both online and in person between November and December of 2022. And we've got a really good response rate. Over 810 surveys were received, and it really fed into a lot of information that we used to develop the plan. We had significant outreach. We reached out to a number of different stakeholders and organizations within the community, including public works, nation building, health services, social services, et cetera. And we're able to do some one-on-one interviews and get some really, really good perspective.
He was able to detail some of the findings from the study, including the amount of support that community members had for a transit system if it were to be put into place.
There is certainly a lot of support for some form of transit service within Six Nations. In fact, about 77% of the respondents that responded to the online and paper survey said they were to likely or very likely use some form of transit service, as well as about 80% of interviewees believe that transit would support the various services that they provide. So good, strong support. We heard about the need for transit as well. Although only 16% of the respondents don't have access to a vehicle, about 37% of those respondents had difficulty completing a trip within the last 6 months because they may not have access to a vehicle at that point in time when they needed to travel. And from the interview as well, the interview responses, very similar story. About 50% of interview respondents indicated that some or all of their clients do not have access to a car, and that transportation services would benefit their overall clients.
Carr says about 57% of respondents to the study would use the transit system 4 days a week or less.
In terms of how often people were willing to take the service, if one was available, about 57% of respondents said they would take the service 4 or less days a week. So that means about 43% of respondents would take the service 5 days a week plus. So it was about 50-50 in terms of how often people wanted to use the service within Six Nations. For external trips, about 70% of respondents said they only needed the service less than 4 days a week. So This suggests that they aren't taking transit every single day. They may take it once or twice a week or even less often.
Carr detailed which transit system option would best fit the needs of Six Nations residents based on the findings from the transportation study.
And generally what we see and what we can sort of expect is within Six Nations, you probably get about 20 to 50 rides per day. Again, it typically starts off slow, and as the service grows and people become familiar with it, those ridership numbers can increase. And for external trips, we looked at both Brantford and Hamilton, about 30 to 50 rides per day as well. So that was sort of the target that we were basing it on.
Carr talked what the potential number of riders is expected to be using the service once it starts.
We looked at two main recommendations. One is a local service within Six Nations. And for this, we recommended putting in place an on-demand transit service that operates Monday through Saturday during the day with one or two vehicles that are adjusted if average vehicle booking times exceed 2 hours. And I'll get into that in a little bit more detail. For intercommunity service, we recommended providing a fixed service, a fixed route, fixed schedule service to both Brantford and Hamilton. So this would operate using one vehicle and would operate 1 to 2 days a week to Hamilton and 1 to 2 days a week to Brantford. So mainly accommodating more of the discretionary trips such as shopping and medical appointments and things like that, things that you don't need every single day. And if you wanted to connect and take an intermunicipal trip, the on-demand service that's local would get you to a transfer point and allow you to continue to your trip to Hamilton or Brantford.
He then detailed the on-demand transit system and how it would operate within the community.
It's a type of service that doesn't rely on a fixed route or stop. It has flexible routing and scheduling based on customer demand using a mobile app technology. So there's a technology available in the background that allows people to either phone in or use their smartphone to select when they want to travel, where they want to get picked up, and where they want to travel to. And in the background, the technology will optimize and identify where the vehicle is in real time and when it can come pick you up. But it will not do this as a sole ride. It will optimize based on the opportunity to share rides. So if you're looking to go to a destination and your neighbor calls 5 minutes later, it may pick up your neighbor en route to go to a similar destination. So it's not always going to be a direct trip. That trip may veer off route a little bit. And what we're looking to do is balance reducing your overall travel time, minimizing wait time with getting as many people in the vehicle as possible to optimize the overall effectiveness of the service to make it sustainable in the long run.
He also pointed out what are some of the advantages that would come from the on-demand transit system.
So what are some of the advantages of on-demand? We identified one zone for all local trips, so no need to transfer. Typically, you'd have faster travel times, particularly when demand is lower. When demand is higher, it might get adjusted a little bit. And provides direct service with one or two vehicles. So we would start with that, and we have the opportunity to scale depending on overall wait times and ridership.
Carr says that currently the transit system is identifying Brantford and Hamilton as the main travel destinations that Six Nations members are looking to travel to, but says if the demand is high enough for other destinations, they could also be added to that list.
From a financial perspective, and we want to make sure that anything that is designed sort of stands the test of time, that it's affordable not only for the people that use the service, but for Six Nations as well. And so we identified what we thought were the primary destinations about where people wanted to go. And that doesn't mean that in the future we start there, and then maybe in the future we identify that, hey, this is a great service. We're seeing lots of people wanting to go to Hamilton. Now there's demand to go to another community, and then we assess that again and see if there's enough of demand to warrant that.
Carr stated that currently the firm will take the feedback received from the community to make changes to the current plan. He says next steps include taking a transit system proposal to Six Nations Elected Council for it to be heard and a decision to be made on it.
We're going to gather this feedback and the different things that we heard, and just reassess and relook at it and see, you know, have we got this right? Is there anything that we need to adjust? Anything that we totally got wrong? It sounds like there's some agreement for this type of service model within the community, and we'll continue to listen and see if we hear more. And then we'll present these findings to council for a decision that can be made about what those next steps are. And within that presentation, we'll identify, are there different funding models or different funding options that are available? You know, how would we go about operating this? What type of vehicles do we think we need to use? So we'll get into those implementation details and what it's going to look like in terms of costing. So those are our next steps moving forward.